Yama Yur Shalmi corresponding to Yama Babli Daf Mem Dalad. We begin in Yur Shalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Amad Beis at the top of the page. Shachat Rumeis Achem Arashi Kanes Bedami. If he slaughtered and then he died, may another, meaning the coin who replaced him, enter with his blood. Hashim Melokish Alma Alba of Alabedam. Melokish answered that the coin gobbler enters the power, but not with blood. It means replacing must slaughter his own bull. Bechaninu of Yonason, Chehoin Amrin, Afilu Badam. With Bechaninu of Yonason, both answer that he enters even with blood. We say now, Dama Bechanina, Rabbi Abba Bashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Badam. We support this from Rabbi Chanina quoting Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that he enters even with blood. Milseid, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Omer, Afilu Badam. Rabbi Levi's words show that he enters even with blood. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Shaal, Chafan, Omeis, Marashi, Kanath, Bechafnav. Rabbi Levi asked that if he took a double handful of Keteris and died, may his replacement enter with the first one's double handful. Marashi, Chalei, Bechafnav, Dichsev, Omeloi, Chafnav, Valhacha, Leis, Ksev, Bedamoi, Pshitele, Afilu Bedam. Why does he ask? Because he asked about a double handful, because it says, Rumaloi chafnov, his double handful. However, here regarding blood, it doesn't say bedamoi. It's obvious to him that he may enter even with blood. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalad. V'chol yom choyte b'shal kesef, u'ma'ar l'sech yavav, v'ayom choyte b'shal zav, u'va haya machnes. Mishnah says that every day he scoops coals with a silver machter and pours into one of gold. Today in Yom Kippur he scoops with a golden machter and with it he enters the Kosher Kedoshim. Every day he scoops with a machter that holds four kavim and pours into it one that holds three kavim. Today he scoops with one of three kavim and with it he enters the heichal. Basically says that every day he scoops with one of the sar, which is six kavim, and pours into one of three kavim. Today he scoops with one of three kavim, and with it he enters. Menachem says that every day it was heavy, and today it was light, every day its handle was short, and today its handle was long, every day its gold was yellow, and today it was red. The Gemara says, Ki ayda taninan, tamon, nispaze, memena, tekas, becholim, hay mechabdon, la'amah, v'shabas, koifin, olav, zachter. The Gemara says, our first Tana is like a Mishnah there in Tomid that teaches that about a cav of coals spilled, when he poured from the silver machter into the gold machter, he swept them into the amma, which is the stream running through the mikdash. And on Shabbos, one may not do so, because it extinguishes them, he inverted a pot over them. Every day it was heavy and today it was light, so it will not make the kohen gadol weary. Every day his handle was short and today his handle was long, so it won't make him weary. Loi hayaba, say ela ama guduma vayim hayaba ama mechse kedushite azoya messias. Every day its handle was only a minimal ama. Today it was an ama and a half. So his arm may help his hand, it helped because his hand need not bear all the weight by itself. Olim loi hayaba naltik vayim hayaba naltik kedushite tachaber. Every day its handle did not have a case. Today it had a case. Lest he gets scolded, the coals stay in the machter longer than on other days. Vein Echid says, the Gemara asks, well, is this not a chasitza? Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Koivoi B'masmer. Rabbi Yossi Rabun answered that he attaches it with a nail that's considered part of the machter. Shiva, Zahavim, Hein, Zahav Toiv, Zahav Tol, Zahav Sago, Zahav Mufaz, Zahav Mezukak, Zahav Shachut, Zahav Kuim. There are seven kinds of gold. Good gold, pure gold, sagul gold, mufas gold, refined gold, shachet gold, and pavan gold. Zav toiv kumashmoy. Zav ha'oret ahi toiv. Amar b'yitzak, tivui da doi b'beisei, tivu du b'levasei. Good gold is as it connotes in the pasuk in Bereishis base, pasuk yud base, and the gold of this land was good. Yitzhak said, it's good to have it in the house and good to accompany him on the road. he can spend in his life in other currencies worth the same. Vav Tor, Shemachnis Noise Le'or Ve'in Lechase Klum, we should say Masad Menoyev Migdash Haisi Yisayu Al Menoyev Shasad Moshe Bamidbar, Dinazov Ve'ichnisua Mako Shmoinim Pam Molechasa Klum. Your goal, one puts it in the fire to refine it, and nothing is lacking, there is no impurity that burns. A case occurred with a menorah in the Mikdash that was a gold dinar more than the one that Moshe made in the Midbar. He entered into the furnace 80 times, and nothing was lacking, and didn't decrease at all. The Yeus, is this so? We see that when one puts gold in the fire, it decreases. Adul Yakum al Borei Ulchase Sagin Ninzil Kayim al Borei Lechase Klum. The amount is that until it's fully refined, it decreases a lot. Once it's fully refined, it does not decrease at all. Zav sagor shayemachsif ba'ad kala zahav shayesham. Sagor gold embarrasses all other kinds of gold there. When they sell sagor gold, they are sega, they close the store selling other gold. Amav shmur ba rav yitzchak tziv v'shiras alofim kika kesev muzukat matuch kiwis abayis v'kziviz kol abayis safa tzipa zav v'es Ba'at Omar, she said, Hachim. We have a contradiction. Rav Shimon Yitzchak asked that it says in the Pasuk in Devarim Yom Aleph in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Dalet, and 7,000 bars of silver purified were used to coat the walls of the house of the Beit HaMikdash. And there's a Pasuk that says, and the entire house was coated with gold. And you say that it was covered with silver? Rather, it was covered with sagur gold, and it's called keser because its machsif embarrasses all other kinds of gold there. Vav Mufaz, Rabbi Patruki, Achva, Rabbi Durusa, B'shem, Rabbi Abba Barbina, Deime, Le'ish, Mesateis, Begafas. The first opinion is Rabbi Patruki, the brother of Rabbi Durusa, citing Rabbi Abba Barbina, Mufas gold resembles fire that one creates through sulfur. Amar Rabbi Avin, Meshem Makoymai Hu Nikra Zav Mufas. Rabbi Avin explains it's called gold Mufas due to its place. It comes from a place called Ufas. Zav Mufas Shayim Mechatzchim Oisoi Kezeisim Etachin Oisoi Betsek Ma'achin Oisoi Vene'im Yois Vehen Mesan Oisoi Oisoi. Refined gold. They cut it into pieces the size of olives and smear it with dough and feed it to the ostriches. And they filter it in their innards and they excrete it without impurities. And second opinion is they bury it in manure for 7 years. Zav shachud, shayinim shach kashama. Shachud gold is soft and can be drawn and stretched like wax. Adrainus, hayalai mishkal beitza, dupaltinus, hayalai mishkal dina, gordian. Adrianus the Caesar had the weight of an egg of it. So Faltinus, the king of Aram, had the weight of a Gordian dinner of it. Vav Puyim, Rav Shimon Menachish Omar Odoim Doime Ledemayshal Par. Rav Menachish said that Parvim gold is red, similar to the blood of a bull. Rishonim Zav Shu Oise Peyreis Kadutanin and Taman, Egefen Shal Zav, Haisa Aymedet Al Pischa Shehecha. The second opinion is that Parvim gold is gold that makes payos. Like a Mishnah minister says that a gold vine stood at the opening of the Heichel. People used to volunteer and donate leaves, grapes, or clusters and hang them on it. And there the Mishnah is discussing the second base of Mikdash. Also in the second base of Mikdash they gave fruits. Others explain that they gave payos only in the first base of Mikdash. And the second there was merely in commemoration of what was in the first base of Mikdash. Amar Rebbe. Achabar Yitzchak, Bashar Shibonak Shloime et Beit HaMikdash, Tzah Komene Ilonis, Besoich HaBashar Shayu Eilus Shibachutz Oysen Peiris, Hayu Eilus Shibifnim Oysen Peiris, Audechsiv, Parach Tishlach Utagel, Af Gilas Zeranim, Goyme. The Achabar Yitzchak said that when Shloime built the Beit HaMikdash, he depicted all kinds of trees in it, and when these trees outside gave Peiris, these inside gave Peiris as well, as the Pasuk of Yeshaya, Perek Laman Hei, Pasuk Beis, it shall blossom and rejoice, even to rejoice and to sing. Emasai Yavshu, when did they dry out and cease giving payos? Amr Yitzchak, Chinna ba Yitzchak, Bashar Shehemid, Manashe Tseh, Behechol Yavshu, Dechsev, Operach, Levonain, Amnel. The answer of Yitzchak, quoting of Chinna ba Yitzchak, said that when Menashe set up an idol in Heichel, they dried out. The pasuk says in Nachum, Perek Aleph, pasuk Dalet, and the blossoms of the Lebanon are cut off.